Land! At last. How does it look, Drinian?
I see a harbour where we can anchor, and it appears to have two streams coming into the bay. What's your pleasure, sire?
We'll anchor as you said and row ashore with all our water casks. Mm. They're nearly empty.
Make ready the boat for a landing party!
Aye, aye, ship!
After anchoring the Dawn Treader, Drinian took some of the crew ashore to fill the water casks as planned. Caspian, Eustace, Lucy, Edmund and Reepy Cheep decided to explore the small island.
Further up?
After a long climb through coarse grass and heather, they came to the source of the second of the two rivers. It was a deep mountain lake, surrounded by cliffs, except for a narrow channel on the seaward side, out of which the water flowed. They all sat down in the heather for a rest.
Ow! They go for sharp stones on this island. Where is the wretched thing? Now I've got it. Oh, hello. It isn't a stone at all. It's a sword hilt.
A sword hilt? Up here?
No. By Jove, it's a whole sword. What the rust's left of it. It must have lain here for ages.
Narnian too, by the look of it.
Oh, I'm sitting on something too. Something hard.
Oh, it's the remains of a mail shirt.
Dig, everyone. There's more to be found.
I have found a helmet, sire.
Here's a dagger.
A few coins.
They are definitely Narnian.
Such as you might see any day in the marketplace of Beaversdam or Baruna.
Do you think this might be all that's left of one of our seven lords?
Oh, I wonder. Well, there's nothing on the dagger to show us who it was.
I wonder how he died.
And how we are to avenge him.
Oh, look here. There's something very fishy about this. Hmm? He can't have been killed in a fight.
Why not?
No bones. Oh. An enemy might take the armour and leave the body, but whoever heard of a chap who'd won a fight carrying away the body and leaving the armour?
Well, perhaps he was killed by a wild animal.
Yes. It'd have to be a very clever animal that would take a man's mail shirt off.
Perhaps a dragon?
No, a dragon couldn't do it. I ought to know.
Well, let's get away from this place anyway. I don't particularly like the idea of sitting on anyone's bones. If they happen to be here somewhere.
If you like. I don't think any of this stuff's worth taking anyway.
I'd like to have a drink from that lake first. It's so hot, and the water's so clear.
It is indeed. And I, for one, would be tempted to... Oh, look. There, on the bottom.
Oh, is it the body of a man?
Yes. In the sense that it's a statue of a man.
A gold statue from the looks of it.
Oh.
Well, that was worth coming to see. I wonder if we can get it out.
We can dive for it, sire.
No good at all. At least, if it's really gold, solid gold, it'll be far too heavy to bring up. And that pool's 12 or 15 feet deep if it's an inch. Half a moment, though. May I borrow your hunting spear, Caspian?
Of course.
Let's see what the depth is like. Hold on to my hand, Caspian. I'll lean out over the water a bit and put the spear in.
Oh, look at the spear.
It looks gold too.
It must be the light. It makes everything that goes into the water look gold.
Oh.
My spear. Why did you drop it?
I couldn't hold it. It seemed so heavy.
And there it is on the bottom now. Lucy's right. It looks just the same colour as the statue.
My boots! Get back! Get back from the water!
What in the world is the panic, Edmund?
Look at the toes of my boots.
They look a bit yellow.
They were in the water, and now they're gold. Solid gold. Look at them. They're as heavy as lead.
By Aslan, you don't mean to say that...
Yes, I do. That water turns things into gold. It turned the spear into gold, and that's why it got so heavy. And it was just lapping up my feet, and it turned the toe caps into gold. And that poor fellow on the bottom...
Oh.
Well, he obviously had undressed on the shore and dived into the water. And, well, you see...
Oh, and to think I nearly drank some of it.
What a narrow escape we've had.
Narrow indeed. Anyone's finger... Anyone's foot, anyone's whisker or tail might have slipped into the water at any moment.
All the same, I'd like to test it. I'll try some of that heather. There. Well, I'm amazed.
You see, it's a perfect model of heather, but made of pure gold.
The king who owned this island would soon be the richest king of all the kings of the world.
Yes.
I claim this land forever as a Narnian possession, belonging to Caspian, king of Narnia, and all his heirs. I'll call it Goldwater Island.
Hang on. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm no subject of yours. If anything, it's the other way round. I am one of the four ancient sovereigns of Narnia, and you are under allegiance to the High King, my brother.
Oh, I see. King Edmund, your highness, wants the gold for himself.
Seeing as I discovered that the lake turns things into gold, then I think it's only fair
You discovered it. I beg to differ. It was my spear.
Oh, stop it, both of you. That's the worst of doing anything with boys. You're all such swaggering, bullying idiots, and I... Oh! Aslan!
Aslan!
Where?
Across the lake!
He's so... so huge.
Shall we venture over to give him greeting?
Oh, yes, we... Oh. He's gone.
Did you see which way he went?
No.
It was almost as if he... he were a dream.
But we all saw him.
Oh, yes, we... What were we talking about? Before, I mean.
Odd. I don't remember.
I have a terrible feeling I've been making rather a fool of myself.
So have I. But what was the reason?
Sire, this is obviously a place with a curse on it. Let us get back on board at once. And if I might have the honour of naming this island, I should call it Deathwater.
That strikes me as a very good name, Reed.
Yes.
Though, now that I come to think of it, I don't know why. But, I dare say that Drinian has finished filling the casks of water and is ready to be off. Let's go back to the ship.
Come on.